Amen. Bueno, eso es que están. Saludos a Walva Kule Numa. Quiero que me dé buena. Tuve la permiso. Un caripié.
You can put it on this side if you have more space. Okay. We'll have to move the boards, the tables, so that they can see. Praise the Lord. There's a song I want us to learn. When the ministry in the morning ended, as we're praying, that song came to my heart. It says, be lifted up. Be lifted high. Two times. Say, oh Lord, be lifted high, for you are holy, righteous, and holy. Oh Lord, be I'm sure we can sing it. Be lifted high, be lifted high. It's a song for angels. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not for Kenyans or Nigerians. Hallelujah. Or Americans. It's a song for angels. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know God wants us to be angels. He created us to be as the angels. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's sing that song. God bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Go on. Be lifted high, be lifted high, oh Lord, be lifted high, for put more life in it and let us bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Be lifted a bit faster. Be lifted high. Oh Lord, be For the blood that was shed, hallelujah, of the throne, hallelujah. But thank you for our redemption, hallelujah. Thank you for the eternal sacrifice. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the Lamb on the throne. Hallelujah, Jesus. To minister to your heart, hallelujah. Oh, just meditate. The blood was shed for you because you are the temple. The blood was shed to purge the temple, not for a building. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to lift up your soul and just receive the cleansing of this blood upon your emotions. Let it heal. Let it reconstruct. Let it redeem. Let it renew. Let it wipe away every memory, every image, every impression. Let the blood cleanse. Bible says, if the blood of bulls and animals can cleanse, how much more the blood of Jesus? Let the blood run. Let the blood that came from Emmanuel's vein cleanse and renew us today. Hallelujah. Let the energy that is in that blood, let it quicken. Let it quicken our mortality unto the realms of immortality. From corruption to incorruption. From weakness to dunamis. Let the dunamis of God explode. Hallelujah. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. As an offering. Hallelujah. Everything that you bought, our spirit, our soul, our bodies, we give to you. Hallelujah. We receive your word over us that say this is the day of Jubilee. We give up our rights to the pleasures and glory of the first Adam. We give up our rights to the inheritance of the first Adam. I will say we are dying, O Lord. Hallelujah. We are dying. Hallelujah. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power forever and ever. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a rain coming. Yesterday, my brother was talking of the evening sacrifice. Sometime in May last year, God began to speak to me. He said, there's a rain coming. Hallelujah. He began to talk about Elijah. You know, Elijah saw the rain coming. Hallelujah. You know, the evening sacrifice has to do with rain. You know, at the time of the morning sacrifice, there was no rain. It was a time of dryness. It was a time when Israel was in captivity. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you that we have come to the time when there must be rain. And wise men must prepare themselves. Hallelujah. For the rain that's coming. If the rain comes, you must have a vessel to collect the rain. Hallelujah. If the rain falls on dry ground, then you'll be unfruitful. Because your land has not been prepared. Hallelujah. You know, the farmers, when they see the sign changing, they know it's time to dig up the fallow ground. They break up the ground. They begin to gather their seeds. They begin to set their operations. Hallelujah. Because they know rain is coming. I want you to come in harvest. Hallelujah. I see harvest coming. Hallelujah. I see rain coming. Hallelujah. And if you see rain, you cannot stay in one place. Hallelujah. The sons of the prophet were foolish. They were very proud. And it speaks of the Pentecostal system. They were the sons of the prophets. They knew how to prophesy. They knew everything about prophecy. They felt slighted that God will raise a farmer, Elisha. Say Elisha, a farmer. Do you know he was a farmer? God raised him a farmer. I said, come. He showed him. He said that a rain coming. A double portion that was coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, how can God leave us and start talking to you? If a double portion is coming in Israel, we, the sons of the prophet, must know. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to be a son of the prophet. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm telling God, say, God, I was never a prophet. I was never a prophet. Not to talk of even the son of the prophet. Hallelujah. I don't know anything. Hallelujah. I want to be part of this. This Elisha company. Hallelujah. And the sons of the prophet, they knew Elijah was going. So they knew a new dispensation was coming. They knew a new order was coming in the church. But they did not do anything. Hallelujah. They continued what they were doing. Hallelujah. God is about to change the Pentecostal order. Hallelujah. God is about to change the Pentecostal order of Christianity. Hallelujah. God will change the doctrine. God will change the form of worship. God will change the structures. The structure of pastor and clergy. The structure of laity, you know, churchgoers. It is too small to carry the anointing as family. Hallelujah. It was good. It has served this purpose. Hallelujah. And you know, those of us who are leaders, we are threatened. Say, how is God going to put me aside? Hallelujah. Amen. God will not put you aside. God will bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when you are a pastor, you preach every Sunday. Whether you have got a message or not, as the pastor of the church, you must preach every Sunday. You preach every Tuesday. You preach every Wednesday. You preach every Friday. Even on Sunday too, you preach. After some time, you run dry. Hallelujah. You run dry. So you have to manufacture. Even when God has not spoken, you have to manufacture something. Because the people have come, they must hear something, isn't it so? After some time, you begin to bring pig food. Hallelujah. Pig food. Pig food. Hallelujah. The prodigal son was eating pig food. He has finished all that the father has given him. He took the anointing. He began to run with it. He was very excited. Pentecost. Miracles. Healings. Prophecy. Speaking in tongues. Interpretation of tongues. Singing in the spirit. Dancing in the spirit. Hallelujah. After some time, he died. Hallelujah. Then you have to keep something going. When people come to church and there is nothing, you must manufacture something. So he joined himself to pigs and started eating pig food. Hallelujah. So when you touch the people, they will fall down. And they come up again. You touch them again, they fall down. You blow on them, they stand up again. Pick food. Hallelujah. When a man is slain by the Spirit of God, when he rises up, he will rise up a new man. That's how you know it's by the Spirit. Hallelujah. But when you push down the man, he falls down. He rises up in sin. You push him down again. He falls down. So every day they are pushing down. And they are transferring their spirits to the people. Hallelujah. That's why everybody is. Yes. They are not growing in the things of God. The pastor is there. And they come as spectators. Hallelujah. In the body that God is raising, there are no spectators. In your body, is there any part of your body that is not functioning? Even inside the nose. As a doctor, I know. There are some hairs, small hairs in your nose. They are there to filter the air that comes. So that dust does not enter inside. If you remove those small hairs, you will have infection. Hallelujah. In the body, God is risen. There will not be passengers. Hallelujah. Everyone will have a role. Hallelujah. Every part will be alive. Hallelujah. It's different from the Pentecostal system. In the Pentecostal system, you have a pastor. They have junior pastor. Assistant pastor. Sometimes acting pastor. Sometimes temporary pastor. Hallelujah. Sometimes overseeing pastor. Hallelujah. It was good. So of course we are born in that system. We became born again. It is good. Hallelujah. We thank God for it. But God said that when I was a child, I speak like a child. When I become a man, I will put away the Pentecostal system. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God is saying we must grow up to where we can be a body. He says, a body has thou prepared for me. In the morning, he was telling us about the bride. God has one interest. The interest is his wife. Hallelujah. That is what's interested. He wants a wife. And that is a body. He's not looking for a new church. We are not here to bring a new church. God is raising a body all over. Hallelujah. He doesn't care where they are from. Whether they are blue or black or green or yellow. Hallelujah. He is looking for a bride. Hallelujah. He's looking for people that will see what God is doing. He's beyond going to church. He's beyond being part of a denomination. He's beyond a movement. Hallelujah. He's raising a body. Hallelujah. And in this body, everyone is functional. In this body, there will be very old men. And there will be very young people. That's why I said, no more playing football. The children, they are still there. They didn't come inside. The children must hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Is there a small demon? Have you seen any small demon? Demon is demon. So children should come and hear the word of God. There's nothing like Sunday school, children's school. The class is for everybody. Hallelujah. Is there a lie for small children? They are raping 8-year-old girls. Yeah. They are raping 8-year-old girls. And they are playing football. They need the word of God. Hallelujah. Let the children stay in the group with the adults. Hallelujah. Let them hear the word. So that they will be strong. Hallelujah. Because they are the ones going to grow up. The earlier they grow, the better. Hallelujah. So in this body, every age is there. Neither male or female. Hallelujah. Neither English or American. He's breaking down the walls. Hallelujah. And what God is doing, he's doing it irrespective of who you are. Wherever you are. And wherever you are, God will speak to you. Hallelujah. What God is saying, he's speaking in a realm of the spirit. If you go up in the spirit, you will hear it. It's like a wavelength. Hallelujah. You tune to that wavelength, you begin to hear. You will begin to see images. You begin to see visions. Hallelujah. It's a river of life. Hallelujah. And in this realm of life, there is no death. There is no sickness. There is no disease. There is no lack. If Adam had remained at that place, he wouldn't have died. Hallelujah. He's taking us back there. Hallelujah. So God is saying you need to expand your capacity. Hallelujah. God didn't create you to wear clothes. He didn't make you to eat chapati. He didn't even create you to be a student or to be a lawyer or to be a doctor. Those things happen because of sin. Do you understand? Hallelujah. So we are going back to how it was at the beginning. Hallelujah. We are going back to our father's house. Hallelujah. There is an inheritance you have in God. Hallelujah. And God is taking us back. And to be able to understand what God is saying, you need to go to God individually. Whatever He is giving to you, it has come through many years of God's dealings. Hallelujah. Amen. It has gone through many nights of burning the oil. Through study in different forms. Through study in different forms. And as a matter of fact, you cannot share the oil. Hallelujah. You cannot share the oil. Hallelujah. You can't share the oil. But you have to go and buy the oil yourself. Hallelujah. So what I want to do this afternoon is to show you the principles. How you can go and buy oil for yourself. Hallelujah. Because you need to understand how to get the oil. When you get the oil, it will remain. Nobody can steal it from you. Hallelujah. Even if I come back next year, I say, no. What I was saying was not true. You say, please stand aside. Amen. Stand aside. We do not believe what you said. We have believed what God said to us. Hallelujah. You need to be convinced yourself. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, go and check. Search it yourself. When you search it yourself, nobody, no experience, no devil in hell can take it from you. Hallelujah. We need to study to be convinced. Hallelujah. Amen. Because all of us are convinced. Even if they bring a gun. Even if they want to shoot you. I say, no problem. That's even better. Hallelujah. It will make the journey faster. Hallelujah. Amen. So you were looking at God looking for people that will be convinced. I know that I am the dwelling place of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know that this is what God wants for me. It's my inheritance. Hallelujah. So if they carry me, they say, I want you to be the president of Kenya. I said, no problem. But do you know who I am? I am the temple of God. If I go there, I will do so and so and so and so and so and so. Do you agree? If you don't agree, no problem. Give it to somebody else. Hallelujah. If I go there, I turn everything around. Hallelujah. Guys, you can't be bought. You cannot be bought. Because your focus is set. So whether you're a student or whoever you are, wherever you find yourself, you are not for sale. Hallelujah. I am not for sale. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I call myself a kangaroo academic. You know, it's a kangaroo academic. I am an academician, but not according to their own styles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I walk with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. I put in 1 hour. I put in 1 hour. They put in 100 hours. I get better results. I have quicker promotion than them. Hallelujah. Amen. And they're not better. Hallelujah. Because I am not for sale. My time is for God. Hallelujah. I cannot be spending 90-100% of my time going to work for government. No, no, no. Government has 1%. Hallelujah. The other one is for God. Hallelujah. So even if I'm inside the work, my heart is with God. Do you understand? When I am inside, it's only my body that I see. Hallelujah. My soul is with God. Hallelujah. Because I know my word. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is raising a people that cannot be turned around by the world. If I go to America, I like the road. They have good food. They have good clothes. Everything is comfortable. But it is not to buy my soul. Do you understand? I cannot sell my soul because of America. Hallelujah. If God brings America, we will use it to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. Anywhere I go, my standard is there. Hallelujah. Because your soul cannot be bought. Hallelujah. If it comes to marriage, the man I will marry, the woman I will marry, must fit a three criteria. Three. There are three of them. I think God is speaking to the young people now. Hallelujah. Amen. The person I will marry must have the same vision with me. Hallelujah. If the vision is not the same, I will not pray about it. There's nothing to pray about. Hallelujah. There are things you don't pray for. If it is not there, it is not there. Hallelujah. Amen. Number one, the vision must be the same. I want to be an angel of God. Hallelujah. The other one wants to be Rihanna. He wants to be Michael Jackson. There's no meeting point. Okay, so okay, would you say, okay, please, can you try to pray to be like me? Hallelujah. If the person wants to be Michael Jackson, and I want to be like Jesus, no discussion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't discuss. Hallelujah. Because if we start discussing, the person can fake. He can fake. He can start faking. Hallelujah. When you get married, so now let me tell you something. That Jesus thing has stopped. That Jesus thing has stopped. Me, I want to be like a Jackson. Hallelujah. So now, this is the new rule. Hallelujah. It has happened. It happened to my friend. Hallelujah. So, from day one, if the points are not well defined, nothing to pray about. Number two, the person must love God more than myself. Eh? The person must love God more than me. Hallelujah. The person must love God more than me. Hallelujah. So if I'm going down, the person will pull me up. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't say the person must be more spiritual. The person must love God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So I must see it. If I don't see it, no movement. Hallelujah. I'm not going to pray. Let the person now stand loving God. No. That is God's business. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When those two things are there, then love can grow. Hallelujah. Love can grow. Whether the person is short, it doesn't matter if the person is short, or if the person is tall. Hallelujah. The woman that feared the Lord. Hallelujah. The woman that feared the Lord. Hallelujah. She shall be praised. The same way too, the man that feared the Lord. Hallelujah. He will be a prince with God. Hallelujah. If the man doesn't fear God, I will not start fasting. Oh God, please let him fear God. Let him fear God before I marry him. Later, please fear God before I marry her. No prayer like that. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
If God is leading you, He will lead you. I'm not going to help God to lead me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Eliezer was in the way. Eliezer was in the way. And God led him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He took him to a woman that was feeding camels. How many people have met camels before? How many people have met camels before? They are very clean animals. Are they very clean? Hallelujah. Very dirty. Very stubborn. And they drink a lot of water. Hallelujah. And she gave water to all of them. Hallelujah. She didn't try to. She was not invited to. Hallelujah. She just ran. Hallelujah. It was her ministry. Hallelujah. He said, that is the one. Hallelujah. So God is not going to bring someone and start preparing the person. Hallelujah. When you hear the voice, you are ready for marriage. Hallelujah. When you are not ready for marriage, don't let anybody tell you, I love you. Because it's not of God. Hallelujah. Say amen. I'm not hearing amen for young men. Say amen. Don't tell any girl I love you when you are not ready to marry the next day. Hallelujah. You say those three words when you are ready to marry the next day. Hallelujah. Before that time, you are brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We are brothers and sisters. The day I have a house, I can take care of a woman, and I'm emotionally ready. I have heard the voice of God. I say, I love you. I want to marry you. That means the church will marry you the next day. That's you are ready. Then that's when you say it. Amen. But if you are not ready, please close your mouth. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible said. Like Jesus said. Hallelujah. Amen. They say, will thou follow this man? He said, I'm ready to go now, 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 now. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Will you go with this man? Hallelujah. Amen. Let's forget about America. Amen. You want to get married? 2 years from now, you start disturbing all the brothers and sisters in Philippines. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
It's lost. Hallelujah. It's Babylon. Hallelujah. So there must be repentance. Amen. We'll be Christians. Hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah. That was a digression. Hallelujah. Amen. So what we are going after today, we're looking at principles. Hallelujah. Of coming to the place God wants us to come to. You know, you were talking about the trumpet. You know, the steps. It's not the steps that is the one to prosperity. But the Bible says from glory to glory, isn't it so? Hallelujah. Amen. From glory to glory. Because it's too big. No man can go from one and then you land. No, it's not possible. Hallelujah. And when you look at the scriptures, there are certain patterns that we can see. The 7 days of creation. Hallelujah. God could have waved his hand. God could have done waved his hand. Or he will speak a word. And everything will finish at the same time. Hallelujah. Amen. One day at a time. Hallelujah. The next day, hallelujah. The next day, hallelujah. Amen. It's godly. That's the way God moves. Hallelujah. Here a little. There a little. Hallelujah. Amen. It says sufficient unto the day. Is the evil thereof. Hallelujah. So every day must have a purpose. So we have those, you know, that principle of Genesis. You also see another principle in Exodus about the tabernacle. And then you see another principle in Deuteronomy, where he talked about Passover, Pentecost, and tabernacles. Okay, so I'm going to merge all of them together. Hallelujah. Because of time. But we're going to look at those principles. So that you can go home and then begin to study it on your own. Hallelujah. And then you can apply it within you. And then you can understand what God is saying. What God wants to do in you. What God wants to do through you. Hallelujah. In your home. In your community. And then in the nation. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to look at the tabernacle of Moses. Amen. It's very complex. But we're going to make it, we'll make it simple as much as we can. Amen. We'll see how far we can go today. If we don't finish, we'll finish tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. So, in the tabernacle of Moses, the scriptures are found in Exodus. Exodus chapter 25 to 40. I don't know how many chapters. Is it 15 chapters? So you can see it's serious business. It's a lot of detail. Hallelujah. If we start taking every detail, we would need 1 month. 1 month to be able to go through. Hallelujah. And this gives us an overall picture. Hallelujah. And it's important that we should have an overall picture. Because if God says the Pentecostal order is going away, then we must understand what it is that is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. So God says an old order is going. The old order was good. The old order is going. Hallelujah. It was good. Hallelujah. Many of us are born again in it. We thank God for it. Hallelujah. But God says after some time, it can no longer meet the need. Do you know why? Because darkness is becoming darker. Hallelujah. So it cannot serve the function now. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's not saying it was not good. Just that in the dispensation we are in now, God is changing his methods. Hallelujah. Amen. So we must move with the cloud. If the cloud of glory is moving, we move with the cloud. Hallelujah. Amen. So we don't have any permanent experience. I told you when I started my ministry, God said, fold it up. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there is something. Hallelujah. So Exodus 25 to 14. And Hebrews from chapter 7 to 10. Actually, but in actual fact, verse chapter 1 to 6 is very important. Hebrews 1 to 6 is foundational. It deals with a lot of debt. Hallelujah. That you even need before you can go up to 7, 8, 9, 10. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So those two sets of scriptures, I recommend that you should go and study it and read it. Now, to benefit from scripture, there are some basic principles. Part of what he was describing, he talked about in the morning. Every scripture has three dimensions. Hallelujah. The Bible says God spoke of Abraham. Hallelujah. Abraham was a man that lived many years ago. So, historically, history can bless us. We can look at it as a character study, isn't it so? We can look at the character of Abraham, how he handled his family, related with God, worked with God, and all that. That's at that level, it's a blessing to us. But see, that's not all the story about Abraham. Hallelujah. Because to be able to understand the story of Abraham, you must do what we call the law of the first and the last mention. So you go to where Abraham was mentioned first. Then you go to the last place Abraham was mentioned in the Bible. And you will see that it's different. Hallelujah. You see that the later end is prophetic. Hallelujah. So the life of Abraham is a type. Is being used as an example to speak of something in future that will happen. Hallelujah. Amen. So say Abraham is the father of faith. When Abraham was walking with God, he didn't say I was walking by faith. Genesis does not even have that word faith. Hallelujah. But Galatians says Abraham was the father of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. says the father of many nations. And he says Abraham is a type of Christ. Hallelujah. And when you talk of Christ, Christ is a many-membered body. Christ has two components. Hallelujah. You have the head of Christ, and you have the body of Christ. Hallelujah. The head is for the body, and the body is for the head. Hallelujah. You cannot remove one and take away the other one. So any scripture where you see the head, look very closely. The body is there. Hallelujah. Amen. So if Abraham is speaking of Christ the head, then the body is right there in the same scripture. Hallelujah. So the things that happened to Abraham, they have a direct application to you. Is that not why we sing the song? Abraham, blessings are mine. Hallelujah. Abraham, blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening. Abraham, blessings are mine. Hallelujah. And none of us has met Abraham. We are not from Iraq like Abraham. And so we are not from Iraq. You know Abraham was from Iraq. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But you are from Kenya. How can Abraham's blessings be yours? It's only because of one fact. Hallelujah. Because Abraham is prophetic. Hallelujah. Abraham is a type of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's why Christian marriage is based on Genesis 24. Hallelujah. It's not Jewish marriage. It is the marriage of the people of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not Jewish marriage. We are not Jewish people. Hallelujah. But it is the marriage of people who are called out. Hallelujah. They are called out from the nations. Hallelujah. So everyone who is also called out then shares the same faith like Abraham. Hallelujah. So because of that, we can say Abraham's blessing is ours. Hallelujah. So the second dimension of God's, of the application of scripture, why I'm doing this is so that you can see how you can benefit from your Bible. So when you start studying, because Bible says study to show yourself approved. Hallelujah. You know, when you are studying, I tell my students, when you want to pass an exam, you cannot read and pass. Yeah, medical students, there is so much information. If you read, you will fail. Hallelujah. But the only way to pass is to study. Hallelujah. Amen. Reading is different from studying. And God say, you study your Bible. Hallelujah. You read the Bible, it won't go anywhere. It's like drinking tea. After 1 hour, the energy from tea is gone. Hallelujah. Amen. You need something more solid. Hallelujah. So you must study your Bible. You begin to compare. You look at things in the Bible. You compare. You compare the verses. You compare the scriptures. God said likeness in Genesis. He said likeness in Ezekiel. Why did he say it like that? Why didn't he say it like this? So you go to God. Why did you say it like this? Why didn't you say it like this? Hallelujah. And then you wait for the answer. It may come immediately. It may come when you are driving. Hallelujah. It may even come when you are cooking. Usually when I go to have my bath, that's when the heaven open. Hallelujah. I'm having my bath. Hallelujah. And there's a connection. Hallelujah. Because you're walking with God. Hallelujah. So the word of God has a natural, has a spiritual application. But you see, the spiritual application must have a fullness. Hallelujah. Anything that starts in the spirit must go to fullness. Hallelujah. It was a snake in Genesis 3. If you are spiritual, you will know that that walking of iniquity must go to fullness. So you will trace it. Where is the full manifestation of it? Hallelujah. Because when you sow a seed, the seed will not remain like that. Hallelujah. It must go to fullness. Hallelujah. Amen. So if God is speaking of something in the spirit, what is the full manifestation of the spiritual seed? Hallelujah. That manifestation must end in your soul. Do you understand? The fullness of the spirit is in the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. So any scripture you are looking at, it is the story of a man. It has its prophetic application in the church. Hallelujah. Who are the members of the church? It comes down to individuals, isn't it also? It comes down to individuals. Individuals make up the church. In my father's house, there are many mansions. Hallelujah. You are the mansions. The Greek word is oikodomia. It means many dwelling places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you look at the individual dwelling place, what is the most important part of the individual dwelling place? Hallelujah. And Jesus says, your soul. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are not of them who fall back unto perdition. So we are of them who follow on to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. The ultimate of what God wants to do is to save the soul. Hallelujah. So God is bringing the church. When Adam fell, God had to start from somewhere. He started from a very natural point. And he's bringing the church to the highest point. Hallelujah. And the highest point must deal with the soul. Hallelujah. Because the soul is the only creation in the whole universe where the heaven and the earth meet together. Hallelujah. It is an instrument through heaven can express itself. Hallelujah. And it's also something through which that which is earthly can receive from heaven. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you something. Who is a priest? Hallelujah. Amen. Who is a priest? Because that is the end point. Because if you understand it, yeah, when we go to the board, then you say, tomorrow I can go. And I know that. I know God has discharged the burden. Hallelujah. Who is the priest? Based on the principles that we have set out. Is it the man that is wearing a white collar? Is that the priest of God? Hallelujah. There was a time when those who were priests, they had a garment, a uniform. They had the physical uniform. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament. Hallelujah. But then they had a building. But in that situation, they had a building. Hallelujah. So there were high priests. Then there were priests. And they had a uniform. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But that's not what God had in mind. Because we come to the New Testament, the Bible says that you are the habitation of God. That we are being built up a habitation of God by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Say you are a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. So now, everyone who is in the New Testament is a priest. And we don't need physical buildings anymore. We now become, hallelujah, the building of God. Hallelujah. Now, if you are the building of God, if you are the temple of God, then that means the priest must be inside you. Do you understand? The priest must be inside you. In the New Testament, the priest is inside you. Hallelujah. Now, this is what many of us do not understand. Hallelujah. The day God began to show it to me, I said, Satan, you have lost the battle. Hallelujah. I told the devil, you have lost the battle. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, the devil, you lost the battle. You have lost it. And that's the word the devil does not want you to see. In the New Testament, you are the priest. Hallelujah. You are the temple. Now, in the temple, there must be a priest inside the temple bringing an offering. Hallelujah. And Hebrews says that Jesus is the head of his house. In the Old Testament, the high priest was the head of the tabernacle. So he must be the one that will go to make the offering for the tabernacle. Don't you understand? In the New Testament, Jesus is the head. That's why he had to go to make an offering to save the body. Hallelujah. Amen. And he made one offering. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, every year the priest will go. Every year he will go and make another one. Because the strength of that sacrifice can only last for 1 year. Don't you understand? Amen. But this one, because this sacrifice is so powerful, it's so perfect, he only made one. Because when he makes that one, it will last forever. Hallelujah. That is why nobody has come with a goat here. If not by now, we're going to buy goats to bring. Hallelujah. You don't need goats. Because Jesus is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you see, we only follow that story and stop in the middle. Hallelujah. God says, you must go all the way. Hallelujah. The story goes all the way. Jesus is the high priest. Hallelujah. There are other priests also that go with him. But in this case, everyone who is in Christ is a member of that priesthood. Hallelujah. Amen. All of us are priests. So you cannot no longer have clergy and laity. It doesn't follow. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what God said. He has set ministries. They are temporary. They are temporary. Don't you understand? It's a temporary arrangement. Until the hair will come. Hallelujah. There is a hair. Every one of us, we are priests. So it's okay, some people will go first. They'll be temporary. They'll be there. Until we all come. Amen.
Amen.
So the ministries are there until we all come. We all must come. Hallelujah. And when we all come, then the temporary arrangement will be absorbed. Hallelujah. The temporary arrangement will be absorbed. Hallelujah. The body begins to function. So the priesthood are the four aspects of the soul. Those four aspects of the soul, those are the priests. Your mind is the priest. Hallelujah. Your emotion is the priest. Your desire is the priest. Your will is the priest. And Paul said, Peter said, we must bring spiritual sacrifices. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews say we should bring forth the sacrifices of our lips. Is it not so? Worship. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, worship was not a major thing. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving was there. It was not the dominant part. Hallelujah. But in the New Testament, the main offering is worship. Hallelujah. Now, do you know what worship means? Who can tell us what worship means? Is it to sing a song? Is the song worship? What is worship then? Is it a testimony? Is that worship? Hallelujah. Worship is submission. Hallelujah. Worship is submission. Hallelujah. Amen. Submission of what? Of your mind. Of your will. Of your emotions. Of your desire. Hallelujah. Now, this is the meat of the situation. It was telling us about energy. Spirits need life. Hallelujah. And the devil has designed a strategy for you to give worship to him while you think you are giving worship to God. Hallelujah. The devil has told us that the way we think is not important. The devil has told us that the way we feel is not important. He has told us that the things we desire is not worship. Hallelujah. So in the mind of the average Christian, including me, I'm still asking God to convince me. Hallelujah. Because I have not fully been convinced that I should not think evil about my brother. Hallelujah. If I am thinking evil about my brother, I am worshipping Satan. Hallelujah. Many of us were not convinced. Many of us are not convinced. Including me. After all, what he did was bad. So, in the comfort of our mind, we entertain evil thought about one another. That man in the office is an evil man. He didn't allow me to pray. He cheated me. Hallelujah. So it's very convenient for us. We come to so-called church. Hallelujah. We come to so-called church and we raise our hand and we start doing all the things while in actual fact worship has been going on within us and we are bringing an offering of darkness unto the devil. Hallelujah. So you come to the fellowship like this. Underground there's murmuring. Underground there's murmuring. Very quiet. Murmuring. You have competition. You have envy. You have bitterness. And he has told us emotions are being torn. Hallelujah. So when we come, God is looking at the heart. You understand? God is not interested in the things you say in your mouth. He's looking at the emotions. And he sees torn emotions. Some from the home. Why do you think there's a spirit of rape going around Kenya? It is tearing emotions. And those emotions of bitterness, of hate, of unforgiveness, of revenge, those souls become a basis of witchcraft. Don't you understand? Of releasing curses. Of there's a prayer in the heart of those people for revenge. And spirits are being commissioned to go and attack other people. Hallelujah. So the people who have done the rape, a spirit caused them to do it. A spirit causes this, that situation causes those who are victims to release spirits against this other one. So devil has worship. Hallelujah. These emotions are wrecked. And they come to the house of God. Cannot function. They cannot function. With the mouth are functioning. The going God looked in the inward parts. I can't accept these ones. Because the offering has been torn by wild beasts. Do you understand? Hallelujah. So, we say we're having church, and the devil is laughing at us. They are foolish people. They don't know what they're involved in. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But praise God. Hallelujah. Bible says that we are not ignorant of his devices. God is doing a new thing. Because we are now understanding the way it works. We know that the offering God desires. Psalm 51 says, a broken and a contrite heart. Hallelujah. Oh God, thou will not refuse. There's only one offering that God can never refuse any time. It is the offering of the inward parts. So it says, I desire, thou desirest truth. Where? In the inward parts. Hallelujah. God is looking for worship. But the worship of the inward. Hallelujah. Because the offering he's looking for is the offering of the four dimensions of my soul. Those are the 24 elders mentioned in Revelation. Hallelujah. Now, 24 is the number of priesthood. Hallelujah. Because David divided the priesthood into 24 courses. Hallelujah. God made you with the ability to bring worship to him. Hallelujah. There is no individual who does not know how to worship God. Or put it better, who does not have the potential to bring a perfect worship to God. Hallelujah. And when we come to that maturity, the Bible calls it eldership. The elders are the matured people in the house, you know. So. When your mind comes to the point where it can bring forth a perfect worship, when your emotion comes to the point, when your desire comes to the point, when your will comes to the point, so that from every dimension of you, you have the ability to bring worship. God say yes, the throne of God has been established. And it is the spirit of wisdom that brings us to that place. Hallelujah. Because say that wisdom is the fear of God. Say by wisdom is the fear of God. Hallelujah. And say by understanding, men depart from iniquity. Do you understand? Hallelujah. God wants to bring some things to your soul. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of understanding. God defined for me wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to bring worship to God. In every situation. Put it a better way. It is the ability to bring the right offering to God in every situation. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why God is going to recreate us. He said, create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. With all thy getting, get wisdom. What are you going to do with wisdom? It is an inspiration from God. Paul said that he may give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Hallelujah. It is an ability to bring the right worship to God. For your mind to be the right disposition. Somebody is abusing you. And your instinctive reaction. That's the reaction of your soul. Hallelujah. Would be a disposition that will glorify God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody slaps you in a situation that humiliates you. In a situation that makes you feel so bad. The natural thing is that the beast will rise up, isn't it so? But God is working. God is working to do something in my emotion. To do something in my desire. That my natural reaction, hallelujah, will be unnatural. Hallelujah. Say that, bless them that curse you. Hallelujah. It will come forth effortlessly. That's why the priest must wear a robe of blue. Say he must wear blue. So no matter how much you punch it, anywhere you touch him, you meet blue. Because he's covered with the love of God. The nature of the love of God. Hallelujah. He's not struggling to love. Not struggling to forgive. It's flowing out. Hallelujah. That is the greatest miracle. Hallelujah. That God puts in nature. Hallelujah. Now, this is where God is taking the church. Hallelujah. And it is based on the principle of what we have been taught in the morning. So when you see this tabernacle of Moses, I'm sorry, I've taken so much time trying to introduce it. But outside this tabernacle was Egypt. This tabernacle had a sanctuary. Divided by a veil. So this is the outer court. This is the holy place. This is the holy place, the second compartment. And then this is the holy of holies. So those are the three dimensions. These dimensions are the same thing as you say Passover. It's the same thing as saying Pentecost. And then it's the same thing as saying Tabernacle, the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay, so there are three dimensions. Now, 1, 2, 3 are the realms of heaven. So we say this is heaven. And then this will be hell. This will be light. And then this will be darkness. I'm very sorry if I'm going to offend you. But there are only two. There is the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. The Christians have designed a new kingdom of light and darkness. Hallelujah. And God says, it's confusing me. See, you're neither hot or cold. God says, you are neither hot or cold. You are confusing me. I will spit you out. Hallelujah. We want to be cold. We also want to be hot at the same time. Hallelujah. God says, I won't have any. It's either you are hot or you are cold. Hallelujah. If you are in the middle, where do you belong? So in him is no darkness at all. So those who are in between, where are they? Darkness. Hallelujah. I hope there's nobody here who said, I will stay in the middle. If you are in the middle, darkness. Because in him is no darkness at all. Hallelujah. So there are two kingdoms. Hallelujah. Heaven. Hell. Darkness. Light. Hallelujah. Now, he brought out an important principle. And I want to ask you. Before Adam died, where was he? Adam was on earth, was he not? He was on earth. Hallelujah. He was on earth. But he was having fellowship with God. Hallelujah. Amen. He was seated in the heavenly places while still on earth. I want you to understand that. There was no sin. The first man God made, he didn't know sin. Hallelujah. So, don't let the devil tell you you cannot overcome sin. Sin will soon be a thing of the past. Okay, I don't get any amen. Hallelujah. You don't believe it? Hallelujah. Sin was not there in the beginning. It came in the middle. It will go into extinction. And man will continue. Hallelujah. Sin was not there in the beginning. It came in the middle. God has made the provision. He's going into perdition. Hallelujah. God is raising the people. That he says he will make an end of sin. Daniel 9:24. He said he will make an end of sin. End. He will bring sin to a close. Say it, he will bring sin to a close. Amen. Hallelujah. Say he will finish the transgression. Transgression means rebellion. He says 70 weeks are determined for the holy city. Who is the holy city? Is it in Jerusalem? But I already told you that God has finished with that city. You are the Jerusalem. You are the holy city. He says 70 weeks are determined to make an end of sin. To finish the transgression. to make a reconciliation for iniquity. To bring in everlasting righteousness. To seal up the vision and the prophecy. And to bring the Holy of Holies experience here. I don't know if you understand. Holy of Holies is coming here. Hallelujah. When God made Adam, the Holy of Holies was there. Was it not so? Look at those things. The glory of God was in him. Hallelujah. He said he's going to restore it. Hallelujah. The problem is that we don't believe. Hallelujah. It's like they put tortoise in a cage. They remove the cage. And tortoise is still going around the same circles. Hallelujah. The problem is in the mind. Hallelujah. Talk to yourself. The problem is in the mind. So that's why the ministry is at the level of the soul. God is no longer wasting time on the stunner. My problem is in the mind. Your problem is? Hallelujah. Somebody says, nobody can make you small without your permission. Is that true? Nobody can make you small without your permission. If you refuse, it doesn't affect you. Hallelujah. The devil has been practicing witchcraft on us. He's manipulating our minds and our emotions. And we agree with him. Hallelujah. But no more. Hallelujah. He will not do it over me anymore. Hallelujah. Because I know my inheritance. Somebody say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And I shall stand upon the earth in the latter day in this body. Hallelujah. He said, even if worms eat up this body. Even if worms eat up this body. Job said, in this same body, I shall see him. And I shall stand upon my Lord. We are talking resurrection, brethren. Hallelujah. Man is rising. You will determine whether you will be there or not. But one thing I want to tell you, if you say no, 10 people will take your place. There are people who are running already. I want to be one of them. Hallelujah. The devil will not cheat me. Because I have seen my destiny in God. Hallelujah. When God made Adam, there was no sin. Do you understand? Sin came in, and God has solved the problem of sin. He says he's not bringing a new Adam. Hallelujah. Amen. God is doing a new thing. So when we look at the board, the Bible says in Ephesians that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Is that true? Is it true? Be careful. Is it true? Okay, if it is true, when you read their scripture, I teach you a secret. When you read their scripture forward, you must read it back. Hallelujah. You must read in between the pages. If man, you are in Gong Hills and you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, what does that mean? If you are not in Christ, where are you seated? Answer now. Where are you seated? Hell.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hell.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So it's either you are in hell,
yes,
or you are in heaven. I know the problem you have. I know the question in your mind. There are different levels of heaven. Outer court. Holy place. Holy of holies. Hallelujah. There are also different levels of hell. Jesus spoke of outer darkness. That is the last one. The Bible says he has delivered my soul from the lowest hell. Is it not in your Bible? If there is a lowest hell, there must be a highest hell. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So there are different levels of hell and different levels of heaven. There are two realms of hell. You mentioned it in the morning. Now give me the scripture. Because you will not see first hell in your Bible. You will see first death in your Bible. They say he that overcometh shall not be hurt by the second death. Do you understand your Bible? Revelation. He said he that overcometh shall not be hurt by the second death. So it means that he that overcometh has been hurt by the first death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the Bible also tells us what second death is. Revelation 20. It's a hell and death. We are cast into the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Hallelujah. So hell is in the grave. Heaven is also in the grave. Hallelujah. So I'm trying to show you that this is a very important point you must realize. Because this is the place where the devil defeats us. Husband and wife. Brother and sister. Hallelujah. Hell can begin to overtake a brother. Darkness can begin to overtake a brother. That brother may be your husband. It may be your brother in the church. Hallelujah. The woman may be your wife. It may be a sister in church. It may even be your daughter. You must be equipped. You must be equipped to know what is happening. Hallelujah. So what does the Bible say is happening? It says hell is expanding its borders. Hallelujah. Hell grows. The influence of darkness grows. Hallelujah. Can a Christian come under the influence of darkness? You answer the question. Okay, let me even ask you a more dangerous question. Can you come under the influence of darkness? Can you come under the influence of darkness? You are born again. Can a born again Christian come under the influence of darkness? Can he come under the influence of hell? Therefore, can your wife come under? Can you, Holy Ghost brother, come under? Hallelujah.
Now,
this is what's happening in church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have not faced reality. We have been playing church. And the devil is stealing our children. Stealing our daughters. Stealing our husband. Stealing our precious brethren. I would say, oh, we don't know what is happening. How would you know what is happening? Hell is expanding his borders. Hallelujah. So the scripture says, let him that standeth take heed, lest he fall. Hallelujah. So every day we are touching hell. Hell is the world. Hallelujah. Every day you touch the world, it defies us. You must know how to clean yourself up. If you don't clean yourself up quickly, what will happen? You get sucked in. You get sucked in by the darkness. Hallelujah. That's why I say, anyone that will be a friend of the world, he hates me, will be an enemy of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, let me show you from scripture. Now, this outer court did not have a covering. Hallelujah. Are we all agreed? It didn't have any covering. It was open.
Before what?
Hallelujah. It was a time bomb. See, it's a time bomb God said. God set a time bomb in the church. That's what he was talking of. At the time of the evening sacrifice. Don't you understand what's happening? In the morning, there is light. Everybody is rejoicing. Hallelujah. Amen. But the devil is waiting. There is the hour of darkness. It is a point when God has anointed the devil to operate. The Spirit asks Jesus a question. Have you come to destroy us before the time? Do you understand? They have a time to operate. The devil has the time to operate anywhere he likes. Hallelujah. And it is the hour of darkness. When David saw it, he told his house, let us pack and run away from this young man, Absalom. Because that is his time. Hallelujah. Amen. When the disciples wanted to fight, say, don't fight. Say, Peter, put your sword back. This is the hour of darkness. And the Bible says, in your own Bible, in Revelation 13, it says, the beast will overcome the saints of God. Will overcome the saints of God. The saints of God. He didn't even say believers. Saints of God. How is it possible? How can the devil defeat Christians? I was among those who went to God. Hallelujah. I was among those who went to God. I said, how can it be possible? Tell me. I question God. He said, look in your Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the saints of God become carnal, if the saints of God become worldly, if they begin to walk in their belly, as he told us, you begin to walk like four-footed beasts, they are in the territory of the devil. If you come to the territory of the devil, it will overcome you. The gates of hell will swallow you. So God said, look at the church. You cannot differentiate the church from the world. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So God says, the worldly church, the worldly Christian, the carnal Christian, this Christian that doesn't understand that church is in him. He doesn't understand that he is a priest. That his mind is an offering to God. God told me that Christian will be overtaken. He loves God. He's on fire for God. He has given everything for God. Nothing wrong with his life. But the brother is in sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God said, because the church is remaining in a place of carnality. So, look at the board. When it is 6 o'clock in the evening, tell me what will happen to the outer court. When it is 7 o'clock in the night, tell me what will happen to the outer court. The outer court is the place where you get born again, isn't it also? Hallelujah. It is the place where you receive baptisms.
Yes.
Let me show it to you. That's why you have the brazen altar. That's the place where you get born again. The second one was the place of the basin, the liver. Is the place of baptisms. Hallelujah. The two of them are in the outer court. When darkness comes, whether you are born again or not, whether you receive the Holy Ghost baptism or not, that is what is happening to your brethren. That is what is happening to my brethren. In the Pentecostal church, darkness has come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going towards midnight. We are still in the outer court. It is the wrong place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At midnight, you must be only in one place. You must be in Christ. This is Christ. That is where you must be. That is where I must be. If I remain in that account, darkness will cover. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can God protect you from darkness? He can't. Hallelujah. God's hands are tied. Okay. Amen. God's hands are tied. Even when he wants to help us, he cannot. Because he has made a provision. Hallelujah. If you want to be safe, obey God. Hallelujah. If we want to be safe, obey God. Get into Christ. Hallelujah. So it's not as though God has not made the provision. He says we must go on. We must go from this present experience to another experience. We must come into Christ. Hallelujah. That's what God is saying. That is the only place of safety. In the time of Noah, judgment was coming. Hallelujah. So two will be in the field. One will be taken. Who was it that was taken? The Bible said that the flood came and took them to destroy them. They were telling us the wrong thing. He said we were taken to fly to heaven. The floods came, took them for destruction. The people that were in the ark were safe. And brethren, the flood is coming. That same flood is coming. Hallelujah. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah. That's what God is telling us. As, read their English very well. As, the same way, the same measure, the same likeness, as it was in the days of Noah. That's how it is now. If you want to be saved, if you love yourself, enter Christ. It's very clear. Because God cannot protect the outer court. God cannot protect the realm of carnality. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The carnal Christian will be overtaken. The Bible says, if we are wrong with the footmen, Jeremiah says, if we are wrong with footmen, and they overcame us, what will we do with the horses? You are running with the man with his leg, and he overtook you. What chance do you have on a man coming with the horse? The horsemen speak of spirits. Anywhere in your spirit, in the Bible you say horsemen, it is talking of spiritual operation. It's speaking of a higher dimension of operation. In Revelation chapter 4, it says he saw four horsemen. Hallelujah. Amen. And those horses are riding. Death and hell. Is there any week now in the world where there is no killing? Everywhere blood. It's a bloodbath. Of course, you have a reason for it. Oh, it says it's earthquake. It says it's post-election violence. It says tsunami. It says it is Arab uprising. It says it is one thing the other. Hallelujah. Spirits are one. And they want blood. They want blood. They will not have my blood. They will not have your blood. Hallelujah. Amen. But on one condition. That you and I are in a place where God can cover us. Do you understand? Okay, yes. So let's read Revelation 11. It's very important. Revelation 11, verse 1 and 2. Read it. Very, very important. 1 and 2.
Okay. Nikapewa mwanzi kama fimbo na mmoja kaniambia, inuka ukalipiga hekalu la Mungu na madhabahu na hawa sujudu na dhehebu iliyo nje ya hekalu uiache nje, wala usiingie, kwa maana mtaifa umepewa hiyo, nao wataukanyaga mji mtakatifu miezi 42.
says, measure the temple.
And I will be my God.
And the them that worship therein. Hallelujah. But the court which is without, the outer court, do not measure it. Don't waste your time to measure it. Because the judgment on it is determined. I cannot do anything about it. The court which is without will be trodden underfoot by the Gentiles. That word Gentile means worldliness. By the flesh. By carnality. By iniquity. By sin. Is that not what has happened to your beloved Pentecostal experience?
Yes.
That's what has happened. Worldliness has come in. Worldliness has come in. So we now have the helicopter church of God. The laboratory church of God. The 10,000 shillings club. Club. They're selling the blood of Jesus. They're selling handkerchiefs. They're selling even piece of life. Where the pastor works, they sell there too. When the pastor finishes eating, leaves for food, they rush to eat the food the pastor had left. The Bible says, when you see it, run for your life. Let them who are in Judea run to the mountain. Says that in that the temple of the glory of the Lord shall be set on the top of the hills. That is Christ. That is the temple of God. It's in a high place. You must climb up to Zion. Hallelujah. Zion is the highest hill in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. That's where David put his temple. Hallelujah. Do you understand? That was a prophetic declaration of you. He was telling us in the Old Testament, there were a few of the men who were tasting the New Testament experience. Daniel was one of them. David was one of them. Isaiah was one of them. Ezekiel was one of them. Hallelujah. They were in the old. But they were tasting part of the new. Hallelujah. That is how it is also. Some of us who are in the New Testament, we have refused to live the Old Testament experience. We are living in the new. But our Christianity, our experience is of the old. When you talk of temple, you think of a building. When God is talking of you, hallelujah. Amen. When they think of an offering, you are looking at money. You are looking at what you can give God physically. When God is looking at the offering of your thoughts, of your reactions, of your emotions, of the things we desire. Hallelujah. Amen. God is saying we need to repent and move forward. Hallelujah. There is a place of safety, and that place is Christ. Hallelujah. And it's very easy to enter. You need to decide today. From today, I must see myself the way God sees me. If God says I'm his temple, why do I want to reject? Please, why do you want to reject? God said you are my dwelling place. I said, no, how can it's too much for me? Is it your business? Hallelujah. God is blessing you. You say I don't want the blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's called a reprobate spirit. It is a vagabond spirit. It is a profane spirit. And his name is called Esau. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you seen a man that was the firstborn? Do you know what it means to be firstborn? Do you know there's a firstborn of the spirit? Hallelujah. As there is a firstborn in the flesh, when you are a firstborn, you are the first to break through the matrix in the natural. Right now, God is bringing forth another firstborn. Those who break through the matrix of sin. Hallelujah. They say you cannot commit sin. This one say yes, we believe. And they begin to walk in it. Those are the firstborn of God. That overcome the world. That overcome the covering of sin. That overcome the covering of carnality. Hallelujah. That breaking into Christ. Because priesthood is by birth. Hallelujah. Even in the natural, those who are firstborn like us, I'm a firstborn. When I go to the village, people are kneeling down for me. I'm telling you. But they say he's the firstborn. His father was chief. Hallelujah. So I understand it. So also in the spirit. Hallelujah. When you break through in the spirit, that is a Melchizedek priesthood. Hallelujah. A priesthood of the spirit. That's what God is calling you to. It is true. We have experienced the carnal dimension of Christianity. God says it's time for the new one. Hallelujah. Men who overcome sin. Men who overcome carnality. Hallelujah. When you want to get married, you're not going to follow the custom and tradition of Kikuyu. We'll follow the custom and tradition of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Do you know what is marriage? A man and a woman blessed by the church. That is marriage. What you wear, what you drink, who is there, is not important. It's irrelevant. Hallelujah. If there are two people who are ready to marry now, when I sit down, we will bring them to the front. Lay hands on them. They are married. You don't need invitation card. You don't need to go to London to buy shoe. You don't need any special white or black dress. Hallelujah. You don't need to walk in the back race back of Kenya to marry. Hallelujah. Amen. You are free. That is the liberty of the spirit. If God has set you free, why are you getting into bondage? You must cook chapati. You must cook vegetable. You must cook ugali. You must cook matoki. You must cook chicken. You must cook meat. You must have a passion fruit. You must have a Fanta. Then you will have beer, wine. Not important. We only need to know one thing. Has God spoken? Hallelujah. If God has spoken, everybody who is in the spirit will hear. Do you understand? By the time you come to the brethren, the elders, they have heard that so and so should get married. And I will pray for you to hear also. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you are praying, God will also speak to your parents. You only need their parents for consent.
Yes. Amen.
You only need their parents for consent. We don't do traditional marriage. God started marriage. And God will continue to do it. Hallelujah. Marriage started in the church. So we don't marry outside the church. We only go there to get consent. Say, sister so and brother so want to get married. So we will recognize them. So sister Agnes, parents are here. God bless you. Brother John's parents are here. God bless you. Stand up. We clap for them. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Brother John and Agnes, please come forward. Hallelujah. And the church will lay hands. Holy hands. And we'll break every wall of Kikuyu. We'll drive away the low spirits. We'll drive away all the spirits that have followed them. Hallelujah. They are our overcomers. Where we failed, these new ones will overcome. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. The mistakes we made, these new ones will not make it. So the church is marching forward. Hallelujah. That's what God is saying. It is very easy. Hallelujah. God is looking for people who believe Him. He said, who has believed my report? Hallelujah. And when you begin to have that, the devil will know you mean business. Right now, you are still marrying in the villages. He said, don't mind those ones. They don't know what they're doing. Amen. When you mean business, the devil will know. Hallelujah. He will call a meeting. You see that they have woken up. So our game has changed. Hallelujah. The devil will know that you are in business. Then your authority will be established. He will begin to respect your word. Hallelujah. Amen. God told us many years ago, We were afraid. We were arguing all kinds of things. But God began to knock us on the head. Hallelujah. We'll say it is possible. And we began to do it. Now it is taken for granted. Hallelujah. Amen. When we went to Congo, we told them, they said it's not possible. Last Friday, Saturday, a week from today, last week, two of the brothers, two of his brother and sister, as a brother and a sister, married. No dot. No dowry. Hakuna the dowry. Hallelujah! They got married. And everybody was rejoicing. After the morning meeting, say, brother, sister Gislen and brother Patty, I have the photo, I will show you. Come to the front. She was wearing skirt suit. Very fine. The brother was dressed with a suit. Very fine. A match to the front. Hallelujah. No invitation card. Hallelujah. Use your SMS and invite people. Hallelujah. If you don't have money for card, you use
SMS.
Hallelujah. They came to the front. Hallelujah. He came out and led them. You stay after me. I so and so and so take you in front of the church to be my wedded wife, to have and to hold, to love you. Hallelujah. Your sister, say after me. Thou party. We say, look into his eyes and tell him you love him. Hallelujah. And he says so. are married. We pray for them. And the husband and wife now. Hallelujah. No, daddy. It's possible. Hallelujah. That's bringing the glory of God into the church and setting our children free. Hallelujah. Amen. Setting the brothers. Many brothers, they're not married because no money. No money. And they start living in sin. Which one is better? Hallelujah. God is bringing a new dispensation. Hallelujah. When God looks at you, He doesn't see Kenya. He sees Zion. Hallelujah. When the devil looks at you, he says, I'm confused. He will run from you. Because he doesn't know where to enter. Because there's no opening. The openings of Kikuyu people, you don't have it. Because you have renounced Kikuyu spirit. You have the Holy Ghost. That is the spirit you have. Because you are moved into Christ. You don't see yourself as from any tribe. Hallelujah. So when the spirit comes looking for those people, he will see you. That is the covering. He's bringing to us. And all we are saying is possible now. Today, right now. Hallelujah. It's not tomorrow, right now. He said, now are we the sons of God. He didn't say tomorrow we shall be. Now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. It is now resurrection. Resurrection is now. Change is now. Hallelujah. And you can enter into Christ now. When tribulation comes, it will not come to your house. Because you are in Christ. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. When the shaking comes, it will reach you and jump. Hallelujah. And continue. Hallelujah. Because we are in the world. He said, in the world, you will have tribulation. Hallelujah. But we are in the world, we are not of the world. Hallelujah. That is the secret. Jesus said, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world. But that thou will keep them from the evil. Don't you understand? Do you know why? Because the tabernacle is in the world. God is not taking you anywhere. You must overcome in Kenya. When you overcome in Kenya, then God will take you to a neighboring spirit to Kenya. He said, you'll be witnesses in Jerusalem. To Judea. To Samaria. Before you start going, hallelujah. Amen. You must overcome in your home. Husband, overcome in your home. Sister, overcome in your home. Your husband is your greatest mission field. Your wife is the greatest mission field. Hallelujah. Overcome in your house. Overcome in your village. You must overcome the familiar spirits. The spirit that has been worrying your grandfather. You must overcome it. Hallelujah. The spirit that walk in your tribe. They say Kikuyu people are very proud. Are you proud? Hallelujah. It is an assignment for you. You must overcome it. Because I'm not from that tribe. I refuse to be from that tribe. I'll be humble. Hallelujah. So when they see you, fish. See, you're not like a kukui. Don't you understand? See, you're not like them. Because they are usually proud. But this one is very humble. Hallelujah. It means you have overcome. Hallelujah. And it is the Spirit of Christ that will anoint you to overcome. So what we are saying is that hell and heaven are right here. When you are born into the realm of darkness. Specifically, the soul is born into darkness. That way he was saying that Babylon has become a cage for unclean spirits. The soul is born as an inhabitation of spirits. A habitation of spirits. Evil habits. Wrong attitudes. So you must go through this door. Don't worry, I will soon close. So you must pass through this door. You come to the first experience. You call it born again. That's the first experience. When you come there, you have escaped from the realm of hell. The soul is brought out from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Do you understand? Hallelujah. But there's a problem in the soul. The soul has the nature of darkness. Not just that it was dwelling in the realm of darkness. It loves darkness. John 3:18 says that the men loved darkness. Do you understand? Men means you. Hallelujah. And that was what the devil showed Jesus. He showed him the kingdoms of this world. He showed him the souls of men in darkness. Who love darkness? Most importantly, and most importantly, they feed on darkness. They receive food, energy from dark nature. When people commit adultery, they feel happy. Do you understand? When they get angry, they feel good. When somebody is not happy, they feel good. When you cheat somebody, you feel good. What is that? Feeding on darkness. For that soul to be saved, it's more than saying you are born again. It's more than saying you are born again. So God must bring me and you to a new experience. In Christ. That's what we'll talk about tomorrow. Hallelujah. It's not just enough to say you are born again. The nature must change. Hallelujah. That's why it says, I will put my law. In the inward parts. So that you will no longer love darkness. Say, that has loved the righteousness and hated iniquity. I have told God the truth. Say, God, me. I love iniquity. I don't know about you. I have spoken the truth. Hallelujah. He said, if we say we don't have anything, we deceive ourselves. Hey! Hallelujah. The man says, search me, O God. and know my heart.
Now when we're there, we're going to walk.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many times do you get jealous of your brother? But because nobody sees your heart. You are go score free, is it also? You are still in fellowship now. But nobody sees the heart. But God sees. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, we must mean business. Church must start. When we begin to offer God the inward part. Hallelujah. God, Jesus, David said, I am coming. Hallelujah. I come as I am. Hallelujah. Say the sacrifices of God is this. I just come as I am. God is looking for a people who will speak the truth in the inward part. Now, when you speak the truth, God begins to change the nature. It begins to change your appetite. That will begin to love righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We do right, not because we don't want to go to hell, but because we love righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We love God, not because He's going to bless us, but we just love Him because we love Him. Hallelujah. If you are a parent, how many people here have children? I have 4 girls. Hallelujah. I want my children to love me for who I am. Amen. Not because I'm paying school fees. Because when it is time for school fees, they remember daddy. Daddy, oh, I want to buy this. Daddy, I say, hey, now you want something. That's why you are coming to daddy. I have been in the house since you have not spoken to me. You're always with your phone. Always with internet. Hallelujah. But when it is time for phone, you come to daddy. Why can't you come to daddy when you don't need phone? Hallelujah. How much more God? Hallelujah. God wants you to love Him for who He is. Hallelujah. Not because of what He can give you. So we love Him because He first loved us. You love God's ways. You like the way He does His things. Hallelujah. Amen. You love God for who He is. Then that's when church has started. Hallelujah. Then God knows that He has a son. Don't you understand? You love God not because of what you can get, but because of who He is. You like God because of how you feel in His presence. Hallelujah. When you are in His presence, you feel like dying. You say, God, just kill me. Let me die. Hallelujah. You say, in your presence, there is fullness of joy. Someone says, in your presence, I am complete. Hallelujah. There is greatness of love. Hallelujah. That's where He's bringing us to, brethren. It's a new fellowship. A new dimension. Hallelujah. And I can't exchange it for anything. Hallelujah. God wants us to love it so much that we cannot sell it for nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel we should stop at this point. Hallelujah. We're going to pray and respond to God. We're going to just sing one or two songs and just express ourselves to God. Hallelujah. 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 Can we sing that song, in your presence? In your presence, I am complete. Do we know it? Do you know it? Okay. Okay, give us the one you know. It's Psalm 16. Your presence, I am complete. In your presence, I am content. I am content.
In your presence, I am content. In your presence, there is love, expressions of your love, revelations of your power and might. Maybe we just take it one. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, I am content. In presence there is life, expressions of your love, revelations of your power and mind. In your presence I can sing a love song. I should just write it. Let's just take that song. It said, in your presence, I am content. I think that's twice. I am in your presence, there is life. Yes. Expressions of your love, revelations of your power and might, your power and might. He said, in your presence I can bring a love song offering. I can give, but I can bring. I can give a love song offering. And in the presence of my King. I'm in the presence of my King. Sorry? King. No, you can bring, I said, or you can say you can give. Yeah, a lot. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, I am content. Sorry. Of my King. Sorry? Okay. Oh, love song. Well, this is love song. Love song. Yeah. So let's take it again.
Better was running around Jesus sat at his feet.
Mariamu alichagua kuketi miguuni mwa Yesu.
Jesus himself said, Mary has chosen the better.
Yesu mwenyewe akasema Maria amechagua jambo bora.
In your presence.
Katika uwepo wako.
Said to behold the beauty of the Lord.
Utazama urembo na ubora wa Mungu.
To inquire in his temple.
Kuangalia mahatua zake.
Go before the Lord now.
Naenda mbele za Bwana sasa.
And make a choice.
Na tuchague.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we're going to go to.
Tutaingia ndani.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's presence. Our experience in God.
Yani tumjue Mungu wetu.
Must be rich.
Lazima kuwe na utajiri katika kumjua.
Fellowship with God.
Ushirika wetu na Mungu.
Must be deeper.
Lazima uwe wa ndani.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God is inviting us.
Na Mungu anatualika.
Just begin to talk to the Lord now.
Anza kumwambia na Mungu wako sasa.
Say, Lord, change my desire.
Mwambie Mungu badilisha shauku zangu.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
things in our hearts.
There
are certain things that cannot be put into words.
But
sometimes God gives us certain songs to express those things inside our hearts. Songs that come from the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you.
Baba, tunakushukuru
for the desire that you put into our hearts.
Mashauku umeweka ndani ya mioyo yetu.
For the hunger that you put into our hearts.
Na njaa umeweka ndani ya mioyo yetu.
For the appetite that you give to us.
Na haja umeweka katika kula kwetu.
For you.
Kwa ajili yako.
For the things of the Spirit.
Kwa mambo ya Roho.
For righteousness.
Kwa haki.
For your presence.
Kwa ajili ya wewe.
For your word.